This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The Calista Regional Native Corporation has named a new vice president for lands and natural resource development, a person who has a long history of working for Donlin Gold, the company that wants to build one of the biggest gold mines in the world. The rights to that prospect are held by Calista. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger has the story.
Tisha Kuntz worked for more than a decade as a geologist for Donlin Gold. She carried those skills over into a job with the Calista Corporation in 2016. Kuntz grew up in Bethel and Homer and is a Calista shareholder. She has replaced Rosie Barr, who came to Calista from the Nana Regional Corporation, which owned the land and minerals for the Red Dog Zinc Mine north of Kotzebue. Calista has used the Red Dog Mine and its jobs as an example of what the Donlin Mine could bring to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Kuntz has stepped into this role as Calista faces more pressure from shareholders about the proposed Donlin Gold Mine. Earlier this year, more than 300 female shareholders signed a letter expressing their concerns about the mine and demanding a shareholder vote. Two resolutions have been passed supporting a vote as well. But Calista has held fast to its commitment to the Donlin Gold Project, circulating newspaper opinion pieces that recently extol the benefits that the mine could bring to the YK Delta. In a statement, Calista praised Kuntz's dedication toward developing natural resources. The statement said, quote, "The entire Calista team is looking to Kuntz to fulfill a key mandate of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and sustainably develop our region's natural resources." In a separate statement, Kuntz says she's, quote, "excited to continue demonstrating how sustainable development and subsistence can support one another." For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.
In more Calista news, Calista Corporation shareholders get a chance to win $1,000 if they make a stock will. A stock will outlines which family members get shares when a shareholder dies. If a shareholder doesn't have one, the state of Alaska has to decide. To enter the contest, shareholders must fill out a will form, which can be downloaded from Calista's website and has to be submitted by December 6th. In crime news, an Akiachuk man has been charged with murder after shooting his brother in September. Robert Schneider, age 32, was arrested on Thursday for the death of his older brother, Tom Schneider, age 36. That's according to an Alaska State Trooper's dispatch. In September, Robert Schneider shot his brother with a 12-gauge shotgun after an argument over alcohol and then turned the gun on himself. But he survived and was medevaced to Seattle for life-threatening injuries. Schneider has been taken to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center in Bethel. His next hearing is scheduled for November 25th. On the lower Yukon River, the City Council in Marshall wants to open a city-run alcohol store. Last week, the council voted to begin the process of making it happen in their currently dry community. The vote was unanimous. All Marshall City Council members voted yes to hold a special election for voters to cast ballots on whether to change the city's local option status and allow it to open an alcohol store. The community has already shown support for the change. In October, the city held this very vote. Most of those who cast ballots voted for the store, with 47 in support and 32 in opposition. But the results were invalid because the city did not use the state-mandated language on the ballot. It knows now what it has to do. The first step is to collect a critical mass of signatures and file a petition. Once the petition is certified, the city can proceed with scheduling the special election with the proper language. The community has been dry for more than 30 years, but Marshall Mayor Jaylene Fitka says that has never stopped alcohol from entering the community. She told KYUK over the phone, quote, "We're having a hard time keeping our public safety department afloat. Our community was voted dry in 1986. One would assume that it's a dry community, but it's not stopping the alcohol. So instead of trying to battle it, we could legalize it, tax it, and use the revenue for the betterment of public safety." End quote. Mayor Fitka says the city's only law enforcement consists of one full-time village police officer and one part-time officer. She told KYUK, quote, "We need more than one VPO. Our VPO is very busy. who oftentimes has to work alone. The backup VPO only responds to violent calls. We are hoping if we are to legalize and regulate sales, the revenue from the alcohol sales would let us fund more than one VPO in the community. End quote. The revenue would also help fund the Marshall Volunteer Search and Rescue, which Mayor Fitka says relies on local donations. Lastly, the Mulchatna caribou herd is half the size it was 3 years ago. Hunters are going to have to help with conservation. This season, state and federal wildlife managers have issued regulations tightening hunting restrictions and reducing bag limits. Join KYUK for a live call-in show to discuss these changes and share your knowledge of caribou. The show is tomorrow, November 19th, from 1 to 2:30 p.m., Yuktun in English. Join us. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and your news tips to news at kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktun coming up.